Welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be covering Mizmor Kuf Nun, the 150th Mizmor in Tehillim. And yes, this is the end of Sefer Tehillim. What a remarkable achievement. If you've been doing this from the beginning, this is at 5 days a week, a 7-month project, beyond a 7.5-month project. So really, Yashar Kochachem, this is an incredible achievement. And I hope that it has been an uplifting experience to be able to hopefully elevate the Tehillim, we say, to be able to elevate the experience, which is so much part of our Judaism, as part of our Torah awareness and culture. Let's now jump straight in and try to understand this Mizmor on its own terms. This Mizmor is comprised of 6 psukim in length, and all of it is the praise of Hashem. Let's look at the patterns of this Mizmor. The first thing we should notice is that the word Hallel, to praise, appears 13 times in the Mizmor, which some of the Mephoreshim point out relates to the 13 Midos Harachim, the 13 attributes of Hashem's mercy, which we are now expressing in the way that we praise Hashem. If you count more carefully, though, you'll notice that the actual command to praise Hashem, Halleluhu, only appears 10 times. The first one and the last two are not necessarily commands, which means to say that there are 10 commandments to praise Hashem, and they can be broken up into 2 basic groups, which is the essential breakdown of our Mizmor. The first 4 are commands to praise Hashem from his loftiness in place. So we talk about a command to praise Hashem bekodshoi, in his holy place, birki ozoi, in the lofty firmament of heaven, birgvur osov, in his strength, and karov gudloi, and in his greatness, in his abundant greatness. We then switch over to the last 6 commandments to praise Hashem, and these are not towards attributes or places of Hashem, but rather to actual instruments. So we turn to the Tek'esek HaShofal, the blowing of the horn, Benevel V'chinor, those are 2 types of instruments, Besoif U'machol, more instruments, B'minam V'ugov, B'tzilzalei Shoma, B'tzilzalei Terua. Those are 6 instruments, but actually if you look carefully, some in there are grouped a few. So for instance, Nevel and Kinor and Sof U'machol, and Mina and Vulgov are different instruments, which means there's a sum total of 9 instruments grouped together in these 6 commands. The Chida quotes the Arizal, who says that in fact, these 10 stages, these 10 commands to praise Hashem, are directly related to the 10 Sfiros, the 10 Kabbalistic domains, broken into 7 and 3, which to be understood are what we are praising Hashem for. One interesting question which the Radak actually raises is, the one instrument which seems to be off this list is the chatzotzros, the horns, or the trumpets, which are usually mentioned not only in Torah, but actually in Tehillim itself elsewhere. So why is he not mentioning this? And the Radak says it's actually included in Sekar Shofar, in blowing the horn. We should note that this is the last Mizmor in Tehillim, and at the end of each of the 4 previous books, there were a couple sentences, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, to symbolize the ending of the Sefer. This Mizmor is in lieu of that, which is why it is so glorious and grandiose about praising Hashem from every element. It is in place of that idea, and that's why the Chida actually points out very interestingly that the first word in the book of Tehillim is the word Ashrei, which he says is the acronym for Avi Shlomo Rosh Yisrael, the father of Solomon, which is David HaMelech, who is the head of Israel. And it concludes with the word Kol HaNeshama Tahalel, which is is the Rosh Etevos have the gematria. If you take the first letters of Kol HaNeshama Tahalel, the first letters, if added up numerically, are Mashiach ben David. That are the children, is the Messiah of David. So it starts and ends with David. Talking about David as the progenitor of the book of Tehillim and concluding with the future, whether he will be the progenitor of the Messiah itself. In terms of other general patterns over here, this is also not just the conclusion of Tehillim, but it's also the conclusion of these 6 Mizmorim, which form a unit. The unit they form is the Psukei Dezimri unit, so from Kuf Mem Hei, which is Tehillah LeDavid, and then followed by the 5 Alelukas, we have a unit of 6 Mizmorim. And Rav Amos Chacham argues that these can be seen in 2 groups of 3. So Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, and Kuf Mem Zayin are seen as Hashem expressing himself in Hashkacha Klalis, which is Hashem looking after the world in general, then looking after human beings in 146. And 147 is where he talks about looking after Israel. So there's this trajectory of sort of this honing in of Hashem's care of this world. Whereas the last 3, which we just learned, 148, 149, 150, Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes, and Kuf Nun, form its own unit, almost a chiastic structure, which means a mirrored structure, where you see at Kuf Mem Ches starts off with a call to praise Hashem. There are 10 direct commands there. And we end with the call to praise Hashem, which there are 10 direct commands here, within the centerpiece, which is Kuf Mem Tes, where it talks about Yalzu Chasidim Bechavod, where it is the Chasidim right in the center. So if we look at this set of six, this two sets of three, it gives us a more holistic perspective and picture. In trying to understand the events behind this Mizmor, the Ibn Ezra says that Vezam Asherer Im Levim Yadaber. It seems that the person who's speaking is talking to the Levim. Why? Because they had all these instruments. In fact, the Da'at Mikra takes it one step further. He suggests that the leader, who's standing probably above the crowd, turns to everybody and says, Hallelujah, praise be Hashem. And then every individual would kick in and say, Hallelujah, Kirozo, Hallelujah, Gvurosa, Hallelujah, Kurov, Gudloy. Everybody would jump in. And as I mentioned, each individual instrument, each different part of the symphony, part of the orchestra, would chime in with their instrument as they would sing and say their specific praise. Considering the places in our davening this appears, it appears a number of times. This is the fifth of the five halalukas in Pesukei Dezimra. And in fact, in halacha, it's the most important of the halalukas, in that if a person is really pinched for time and only had a little bit of time before everybody else was starting Birkas Kriyashma, a person would need to say Baruch She'amar, Yishtabach, Ashrei, and then this would be the next thing after Ashrei to say, would be halaluka number five. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim Perik Gimel Halacha Beis tells us that this Mizmor was also said as the farmers would bring their Bikurim, their first fruit, as they saw Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, and they would start saying it when they saw the Temple Mount, and they would end it saying Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka as they reached the Azara, as they reached the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. This is also one of the selections of Psukim, which is said, and actually it's said in its totality, in the Shofros section of the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah as well. The minhag is also to say this at Kiddush Levana, perhaps relating to the phrase Halleluhu Birakia Uzoi, praise be Him in the heavens, the lofty heavens. The Sfaradim also say this on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and some Nuschas have the minhag to say the last pasuk, which is Kol HaNeshamot Halel Ka, at the introduction of Baruch She'amar in the Pesukei Dezimra. It should be noted that in the davening, this mizmor has the last pasuk repeated, Kol HaNeshamot Halel Ka, Hallelu Ka, and that's perhaps to symbolize the fact that it's the end of Tehillim, and it's also the end of that section of the Pesukei Dezimra, and that's generally how we say it when in the form of tefillah. We're going to focus on the last pasuk of this mizmor, the last pasuk of Sefer Tehillim, in the spotlight for today, and that is the pasuk is Kol HaNeshamot Halel Ka, Hallelu Ka, which is all of the soul, let every soul praise Hashem, Hallelujah. What does this mean exactly? So it sounds like, you know, we just talked about a whole bunch of instruments which are going to be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A number of those instruments were wind instruments, and so perhaps, as the Ibn Ezra suggests, as Rav Amos Chacham suggests, that if a person did not fully engage, was not fully involved in the praising of Hashem through those instruments, every breath should be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's more than that. The Ibn Ezra goes on to say that it is not just neshima as in breath, but neshima as neshama, as the soul of the human being. Let my entire spiritual being praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are a few additional levels of meaning here. So for instance, the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, tells us in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar that from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that a person never really says the full name of Hashem when praising Him. That's why it says, Kol HaNeshama Talel Ka, or praise Hashem. The word used for Hashem over here is Yud and Hey, which is half of the full name of Hashem, which is Yud Hey, and then a Vav followed by a Hey. So this is talked about in a state of Galus where it's only these two letters. We're waiting for the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be full. There'll be a true Yichud Hashem. However, the Alshech takes this specific idea and says, no, there's actually a certain sense of completion in this. And that is that the neshama of a person is hewn from different places and is actually expressed in different dimensions. And you may say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only praise you from, let's say, the spiritual dimension. And so we say, no, the neshama comes from the Yud and the He. The Yud is Olam Haba, and He is Olam Azeh, as the Gemara Menachos Daf Chof Tes tells us. And therefore, what we're saying over here is, let all of me, let every aspect of my spiritual and physical fiber praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As one last interesting, fascinating point, and that is the Gemara in Brachos tells us of Mem Gimel and Beis, that this pasuk is also the source of a halacha, which we do all the time. In fact, we do it at least once a week. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Minayin Shemavarchin Al Hareach. How do we know that we say a blessing on smell? We don't say a blessing on the enjoyment of hearing or seeing. That's a birkas hashevach upon a certain wonder we see, but that's not actually a birkas hanehenin of benefit. But we do say a birkas hanehenin when we actually smell something like we would when we eat something. How do we know this? The Gemara says, Kol haneshama tahalel ka. The Gemara asks, Eizu udawasha haneshama nehenes mimenu ve'ena guf nehenes mimenu. What is something that the neshama, the spiritual component of the human being, benefits from, and not the physical component? That is smell, and that's why we say a bracha on the reach. What a beautiful idea, and therefore, in a certain sense, breath is very much connected to soul, which is why they're the same word, neshima and neshama. I'd like to conclude with the Ibn Ezra's closing line to the book of Tehillim as we make this incredible inauguration and completion of the Sefer of Tehillim together. He says, Re'ei Sefer Tehillos Tam V'Nishlam. See the book of praises, he calls it not Tehillim, but Tehillos, is complete. V'Avram Benoi Meir Kololam, and Avram the son of Meir finished them. V'lo Tamu Tehillos Kel Olam, that never will the praises of Hashem ever be finished. Umihu zeh asher hechel v'kaleim. And who is the person who can ever claim that they began them and ever finished them? So as much as we finish at this moment in time, we very much begin and continue. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.